She accepted his offered hand, eased out, and eyes closed, breathed deep as the fresh aroma of the forest swirled all around her. The crisp scent of the pines and the earthy notes of the land teased her senses, although Jamie's warm and spicy aroma overrode it all, his bear's fur-rich scent clinging to her since he stood so close. Oh, aye, she could happily drown in his yummy fragrance. Eyes open, she smiled at him. I can't scent any other bears other than you.
I can scent only your bear as well.
He leaned over her, sank his nose into her hair, and dragged in a deep breath. His bear rumbled deep within him, his chest vibrating as she pressed a hand against his heart.
You always smell so good, my sweet little bear.
Well, you stink! She laughed and pushed against his chest. Stop hovering!
You're a terrible liar.
He backed up a step, lifted his aviator sunglasses from the deep V of his honey-yellow T-shirt and slid them on. Surveying the area, he said,
With this place being so remote, the possible number of visitors to this area will thankfully be small.
To bears, though, the untamed forests surrounding this place would definitely call to their hearts. It certainly called to hers and Hunter's hearts whenever they'd visited.
The chief gave me 3 vials of sedative, said we were dealing with 2 rogues, but that I can use the last one on myself if I wish.
Hands fisted at his sides, his claws suddenly sliced out and in, then out again. Hey, you don't need to do that. She caught one of his hands, traced over one extended claw.
My bear is currently fighting the early stages of the coming full moon, which means by midnight when the moon hits its peak, I will need to sedate him. If I don't, you'll be his number one fascination, a meal tastier than any jerky or protein bar could ever be.
Then we'll catch these rogues by then. Many of the unmated males struggled, but none ever stayed too close to let her see that struggle. They'd take off, let their bears go hunt for the night of the full moon, and when they returned in the morning, they were back to being their usual selves.
I also don't care to have you in the near vicinity of any rogues.
He opened the rear door and snagged their bags from the back seat. With their satchels slung over his shoulder, he gestured for her to go first.
While we're here, stay close to me. Let's go.
She didn't move a step, just leaned back against the side of the SUV. Hunter and the chief allowed us to team up for the night because they knew you could handle any distraction due to me. You should have more faith in yourself, just as they do.
Your scent is far more than any simple distraction. It's an elixir of the most decadent sort.
Yet I know you can handle it.
No, Bella. I can't anymore.
He swished his hands and she breezed off the ground. She lifted a full foot, then grasped Jamie's forearms as he stepped firmly in front of her and gave her one of his drilling stares. Hey, put me down before Gordon and Greer see me. She jabbed a finger downward. This second, Jamie Matheson. Right now.
Gordon and Greer have moved off into the stables, and no one can see you with this vehicle in the way. I'll also put you down when I feel like putting you down.
He slid one arm around her waist and tipped her back against the warm black metal before muttering,
This is a dangerous mission, with not only 2 rogues on the loose, but me as well, and I'm one damn hungry, unmated male after a bond. Don't take my warning lightly, Annabella.